The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Let me see. I'm pretty sure we have some extra boxes here in the closet somewhere. Oh, okay, I think this one will work.
What are you doing?
Well, we've got this vase to mail to Mom for her birthday. And I'm glad to see we've got a few extra boxes here in the closet. I forgot to get one when I bought the rest of the supplies.
Mailing supplies? What exactly did you purchase?
You know, the usual. So here's some of these foam packing peanuts, and I was pretty sure we had a strapping tape, so I got
you
some of
the... You bought packing peanuts?
Well, I have to put something around the vase. Of course I bought packing peanuts. I even bought an extra large package. There will be some left over for the next time.
Have you ever really thought about why you're using those peanuts?
What do you mean? I'm not sure about your mom, but my mom would rather not get a box full of broken glass. I have to protect the vase somehow.
No, I do understand that. You bought a beautiful vase, and we certainly don't want it ruined. I just mean packing peanuts are made of foam, not exactly recyclable. Unless, of course, you bought the ones made of cornstarch.
Oh, okay, I see. I never really considered that, I guess. I'm just so used to getting these foam ones that I never really thought about alternatives.
Well, thinking about alternatives is part of being an everyday environmentalist. There are almost always plenty of alternatives, things that people probably already have that could be used instead.
Okay, let me look around here. Hey, what about grass clippings? We just mowed the yard. I'll bet there's plenty of dry grass out there.
Well, that would certainly be unique. I think we're off to a good start, though.
I suppose something lightweight would really be the cheapest to send. The vase really should weigh more than the stuff we pack it in, right?
Absolutely. How about shredded paper? Just tear and crumple sheets of paper around whatever you're sending.
I wonder if balloons would work if you didn't fill them too full.
Plastic shopping bags are light, and they can be reused or recycled.
Oh, shopping bags. That reminds me of food. Maybe I'll take a break and make something to eat. Are you hungry?
Well, I could have a little something. What are you going to make?
I just had this great idea. Something we can eat and use for packing material, too. Popcorn. Edible packaging. Now I just need to get people to send me packages. Though I guess I'd have to add butter and salt after I get them.
Think inside the box. When you mail fragile items, look around your house to see what you could use as cushioning. Challenge yourself to send a waste-free packaged gift, a reusable box, and doesn't everyone love popcorn?
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.